Last summer, my seminary classmates and I got together to celebrate our 25th anniversary as priests. And obviously, we had Mass together every day, and most of them were in the Airbnb that we had rented out. But one of the Masses was in a very beautiful chapel in the Meritage, a resort owned by Tim Bush, a devout Catholic who sponsored us for part of our reunion. It was planned as our official anniversary Mass, and a few people from the area, including Tim, would be joining us. I was part of the four-person organizing committee, and I was a little surprised when the other three decided that they wanted me to be the homilist at the official anniversary Mass. Now, I was told this by one of my classmates who wrote, "Whenever we get together for our reunion in Alabama, you always humbly defer to others to preach, so we want you to preach our anniversary Mass." I was a little taken aback by this. I really didn't see myself as being humble by letting the others preach. I just saw it as a courtesy to my brother priests. Frankly, I might even call it laziness, so I didn't have to prepare a homily. Besides, it's a little intimidating to preach to a congregation full of priest theologians. But it got me thinking about that word, humility, used in the readings today, and what it means. The word that Jesus used for humility in Greek is tapeno, which literally means to become low. But the Latin word is humilitas, which might get closer to the theological understanding. Humilitas has its origin in humus, which means dirt, or earth, or dust. And it points to what God told Adam, "Remember, Adam, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." So true humility is recognizing the reality that I am absolutely dependent upon God for everything. And ultimately, I am even dependent upon God for my own humility. There have been three times since I've been pastor at St. Stephen's that God has given me humility to open my eyes to what it means and what it means to me. And the first was during my first year here, when on June 16th, 2009, my dad died. It was a profound time of grief for me. But instead of grieving, I had to console my mom and my siblings. I had to prepare a funeral homily and plan the Mass. And then I had to host many of my priest classmates who so graciously flew down here from all over the country to be with me. It was hard. And I think that my lowest moment was when I was at my mother's house, surrounded by well-wishers and my friends, and I got the call that my family could go to the funeral home to see my dad's body. I was holding up pretty well until then, but all I could do at that moment was to go into my mom's living room alone, sit down, close my eyes, and put my head in my hands. And gradually, I could sense my priest classmates coming into the room. They didn't say anything. They just sat there. And after about 10 minutes of silence, one of them quietly asked, "What can we do?" And I knew what I needed. I needed to pray to God. So all of us left the house and went to the Adoration Chapel at St. Francis Xavier, two blocks from my house, and prayed for an hour. And it taught me that true humility is knowing that I need God. He knows me, He loves me, and I need Him. The second time that I understood humility was on October 15th, 2023. That was the day that Father Doug died. I was praying in the rectory chapel when at 8 a.m. I got a call from the sacristy that Father Doug had not shown up for his Mass. I hurried upstairs to find Father Doug sitting in his chair, and he was dead. But now I had to pull myself together, announce his death to the congregation at the 8 o'clock Mass, and then celebrate that Mass. I was not ready to say Mass. I was filled with emotion for my own grief and the grief of so many of you who love Father Doug. And the humility that God had given me at that time helped me understand in reality what I'd only ever understood theoretically, that Jesus himself is the principal agent of the Eucharist. Jesus is the high priest of the new covenant. It is he who presides invisibly over every Eucharistic celebration. Sure, everyone at that Mass saw me at the altar, and to be clear, I wasn't just going through the motions, but I fully understood that Jesus was carrying me through it. He was saying, "This is my body." He was saying, "This is my blood." He was also telling me, "You can trust me. I will carry you. Trust me." And the third time that I gained another understanding of humility was actually today. All of us have been shaken by the tragic shooting at Annunciation Parish in Minneapolis on October 27th. On the day of the shooting, our hearts went out to all of the victims, and our minds tried to grasp the tragedy and make sense of it. Over the next few days, I came to understand that it is truly demonic. On Friday, I went back and forth with our principal, Rosary, as to what we could do to prepare for something like that. In fact, the answer is nothing. And today, I saw a video of the aftermath of the shooting as the students were exiting Annunciation Church after so many of their classmates had been shot. They were wearing the uniforms that were remarkably similar to the ones our students wear. Dark green shirts for the boys and white for the girls. And then I went to the parish website and read a letter written by the pastor, Father Dennis Zarin. He starts the letter saying, "We are navigating an impossible situation together at this time. No words can capture what we have gone through, what we are going through, and what we will go through in the coming days and weeks. I can't even begin to understand how that priest must feel. He's a pastor of a parish and a school, just like me. He's been a priest for a little over 20 years, and he was only recently appointed to Annunciation earlier this year." And Father Zarin continued his letter, "We will navigate this together." And he ended the letter, "In this kind of darkness, let us commit to being the light to our children, to each other, and our community. We will rebuild our future filled with hope, together." What's humbling is realizing that could be me. And I pray that I could exhibit that much hope in the face of such demonic evil. And the repetition of that word "together" in his letter gives me that hope. Individually, we are Christians. Together, we are the body of Christ, joined today with Father Zarin and his parishioners, together with the Eucharistic Lord.